This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin has been called the birthplace of workers' compensation. That's money paid out to workers who are injured on the job. But before an injured worker can receive those benefits, they're sometimes required to see a doctor hired by their employer or the insurance company. Alexandra Hall found that so-called independent medical examiners play an important role in workers' compensation decisions in the state.
As an administrative law judge in workers' compensation court, 9 cases out of 10 never even made it to Joe Shavey's desk. That's because most of the time, when a worker is injured in Wisconsin, he or she files a claim and the employer either agrees to pay or says no, and that's it. But sometimes there are disagreements, and Shavey says in those cases, the decision usually comes down to one thing.
I call it the battle of the dueling doctors, the independent medical exam versus the treating doctor.
That is, doctors hired by insurance companies versus an injured worker's doctors. Shavey retired last year. He says in his 30 years presiding over workers' comp hearings, whenever he came across a report by an IME, or independent medical examiner, his antenna would go up.
I remember a couple of doctors that as soon as you see the doctor's name on a report, one knows that the opinion is going to be adverse to the injured worker. They are so blatant that it's almost a waste of time to read the report because you know what it's going to say.
In Wisconsin and in other states, employers and insurance companies have the right to hire an IME to verify whether an employee's injury was actually caused by their job and whether they really need treatment at cost to the employer. That's exactly what happened in Richard Decker's case.
Not in a million years did we think it would get overturned. Not after what he went through and the doctors and the, you know, he was in a brain treatment center for 5 months, for cripe's sake.
Kathy Decker's husband, Richard, was working for Kohler Company in 2010 when an 80-pound commercial-grade toilet fell on his head. 7 years later, he's in constant pain. He experiences short-term memory loss and often begins sobbing mid-conversation. He says since the accident, he can't control it.
Just to live with my pain every day for something that wasn't my fault. It's hard to swallow. Hard to swallow.
Decker's doctors diagnosed him with a traumatic brain injury. Kohler sent him to see an IME neurologist, Dr. Mark Novum.
And what they do is basically send him a bunch of paperwork. He reviews the paperwork, comes into the room and talks with you and asks him to do things like spell a couple words or this or that, walk from here to there, and then he writes up this report basically in favor of the company.
Dr. Novum wrote in his report that Richard suffered from post-concussive syndrome not related to a work injury, poor academic performance, and a lack of social development from growing up in a rural farming area.
He basically said that his inability to remember how to write some things was because he was not very smart.
Luke Kingery is an attorney representing injured workers. He says when it comes to IMEs, insurance companies in Wisconsin repeatedly hire the same doctors to give expert medical opinion.
There's nothing independent about those doctors. A more appropriate name is defense medical examination or adverse medical examination. There's nothing independent about them.
Here in Wisconsin, IMEs do not have to be medically licensed in the state to weigh in on workers' comp cases. But because the exams have to take place within 100 miles of where an injured worker lives, Kingery says oftentimes the doctors go to them.
So they fly in on a charter jet from Kentucky or whatever, and they see 20 people for 10, 15 minutes at a time. They dictate their reports on the plane right back, and they just made $20,000.
Other attorneys representing injured workers point to doctors who they say are notorious for providing reports favorable to insurance companies. An IME doctor can make hundreds of thousands of dollars per year performing IMEs on periodic trips to Wisconsin. One orthopedic surgeon based in Madison travels by private plane to airports throughout Wisconsin and Michigan, examining people in airport conference rooms. WPR reached out to some of those doctors, but none responded. Despite the criticism, though, some attorneys argue that both sides have an agenda.
I would expect them to say that because they're advocates for their client's position.
Bill Soxie is a recently retired defense attorney who represented employers like Kohler Company. He says there's good reason why he hired IMEs from out of state.
Because of the location, you know, especially in the northern part of the state, the options are limited. Each side has to have an expert, and we try to utilize the expert to provide the best record in favor of our clients. But this notion that these cases are decided based on the reputation of the expert, I think, is false.
In Wisconsin, an independent medical exam is not considered part of a patient-doctor relationship. That means IMEs are not obligated to provide the same standard of care that a regular physician is. And that's important, because if an IME gives an inaccurate or incomplete diagnosis, the examinee cannot sue the doctor for medical malpractice. Sam Hodge is a professor of law and anatomy at Temple University. He wrote a study about this very question.
There are a number of cases in a variety of states where people have gone in and they have a cancerous lesion, and the doctor doesn't tell them anything about it because that's not the purpose of their IME. They're just to see if the person can go back to work.
Retired Judge Joe Shavey says there are credible IMEs, and even an injured worker's primary care physician can play favorites. That's just human nature. But he also says there are enough qualified doctors in Wisconsin to evaluate injured workers. Unless a specialist is needed, in most cases, he says, there is no need to fly in a doctor from out of state.
When somebody's insurance company has 10, 12 IMEs done at an airport on a given day, there's a huge red flag involved that this is a situation whereby you just about know that the insurance company has an expectation that they're going to get a report from the IME doctor denying the claim.
Shavey says this doesn't mean the system isn't working. Judges who make decisions are aware of what an independent medical exam entails and the potentials for bias. But attorneys in Wisconsin are quick to point out that not all patients are. That's why some states, like Delaware, prohibit doctors from calling themselves independent. Because when IMEs tell workers they're not as injured as they thought or that they shouldn't receive benefits, the workers might drop the claim because they think, well, maybe the doctor is right. Alexandra Hall, Wisconsin Public Radio.
That story was produced in collaboration with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism.